You checking out the Mix Show Madness with DJ Rampage.
Haters, step aside.
Make some noise!
Get ready.
The Lance J Radio Network.
Rapping.
Howard University Radio. Right here on
Sirius XM.
Channel 141. Yep.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Slow down, baby. The ripper, the master, the overlordian, playing MCs like an old accordion. I get the inspiration from a necessary station. I'm saying I was vacationing. You can't quote with your weak adults. Trying to sneak a peek at how I freak the notes. Major MCs become minor B flats. So retire the mic, get your chains and your bats. Here's your chance to advance. Get in your stance. I shoot the holster off your cowboy pants. Pure entertainment. Tonight you're arraigned. You're guilty, face down on the pavement. No holes barred, it's time you get scarred. You and your squad better praise the real God. The Undertaker, drop the thunder on fakers. When it comes to lyrics, I'm as freaky as Saker. So lay the mic down slow and careful, cause mine is fully loaded and I got another handful. A clip to slip it and start ripping, diving and dipping and giving punks a whipping. Just in case you wanna go a few rounds or so, I'm down so that your clowns will know. Me getting burnt to hurt won't be tolerated. I got rhymes up the forget it, I'm constipated. L. Slow down, baby.
When I come around, homeboy, watch a nugget. I master on the beat down, my style's rugged. When I attack the microphone, close the zone. Rap scene's danger, can't roam. Security's packed in wall to wall, can't fall. A rap tank is full, so I can't store. A microphone is filled with premium. Any whack MC that flexes, I'm creaming them. Not with lotion, bust the motion. Flotation, when I rock on the mic, I'm like coasting. I'm unique, fatigue at my peak, you still seek a style cause yours extra weak. New method to rip the stage of my age and get loose and kick like Bruce in a rage. I'm on the ramp.
To make a phony rony lead and put them in a bucket like a chicken feed. Check out the pick up the litter, not a quit. I'm nice. Then I'ma dust you, I'ma dust you on twice. Never heard it's all turret, hysterical fan. Fanatics of the Asiatic miracle man. Prominent, McCoy and I'm real. Another brother's fan, forget how you feel. He's so-so, I got the instinct. They call me Jeopardy Dog to put your booty in the clink. Clink and answer to a Marley Marl remix single love. Let me see your earrings jingle,
love.
Back on the Lance J Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 141, ATR Voices, Sports Talk, and Entertainment Excellence. I gotta show some love. I've been very critical of Ryan Day, head coach of The Ohio State University. And my Buckeyes, they had a huge win over the weekend. I got to give them some props and respect. And it's not just the fact that they went into Happy Valley against a hostile crowd, against a higher-ranked Penn State team, where you have James Franklin that needed a W against a good team in the worst way. Penn State has basically been a doormat for Ohio State and Michigan since James Franklin has been the head coach there. And I know that their fan base is really angry and James Franklin is taking an absolute beating. And I'm always protective of my African-American head coaches because there are not a whole lot of them in college football. Not a lot of opportunities for black head coaches to lead programs like Penn State or Michigan, where you have Sharon Moore, or Notre Dame, where you have Marcus Freeman. But Penn State fans need to remember that you are coming out of the Jerry Sandusky era. And Penn State fan can never forget that. This wasn't 40, 50 years ago. This was like 12 years ago. This is 12, 13 years ago, where you had an assistant coach that was abusing young children in the locker rooms where the players for Penn State shower. Just an absolute train wreck of a disaster. I felt at Penn State. This was before I was doing the Lance J Radio Network. But I felt back then, I felt that Penn State should have received the death penalty. There's nothing worse. That's much worse than Eric Dickerson getting a bag of money under the table and a Trans Am when he played for SMU. So Penn State fans, you need to remember where you've come from. You need to temper your expectations. And James Franklin needs to get a couple of W's against reasonable competition. They basically beat everybody but Ohio State and Michigan. But I was very happy because Ryan Day and James Franklin, you had the resistible force versus the movable object. And somebody was going to win accidentally. And fortunately for us, it was Ryan Day. And I like the fact that the Ohio State University, they came in there, they played smash mouth football. They ran the ball. They were more physical. They hit harder. They had a goal line stand. They had some key turnovers. And they were just superior physically, in my opinion. And that's what Ohio State football needs to be. Ohio State has gotten into being a finesse team, a soft team, kind of built like the old school Peyton Manning Colts, the Matt Ryan Atlanta Falcons. And in the Big Ten, you got to be able to run the ball in November and December. And to beat the Georgias of the world, to beat the Alabamas of the world, you got to be able to run the ball. You got to give that ball to Quinshon Judkins and let him go ham. You got Indiana looming in a couple of weeks, and that team's not a joke. They're going to come into Columbus expecting to win. And they have a lot to prove. And that's kind of a segue. I love talking about my career and some of the things that I've been blessed to do in corporate America, owning my own business, owning my own consulting firm, being an executive in corporate America. I talk about having a corner office and the perks, the season tickets to football, the season tickets to basketball, the access to country clubs. I love talking about all of those things and how those things are important for individuals that want to move up the corporate ladder. But those material things and the money, the ability to go out and buy a very nice house and drive a nice car, those are not the things that are going to make you an elite leader. There are a lot of people out there that are making money and they have the aforementioned perks that I discussed. They don't know how to treat people. They don't know how to build relationships. They're arrogant. They don't listen. They surround themselves with sycophants. They think that they're smarter than they are, especially some of the ones that went to Harvard or Yale. I've had so many interesting experiences with the Ivy Leaguers that think they know. I've said this, I'm going on a sidebar, but many years ago, I interviewed for a very high-level executive role at a company, and the company told me that I was the best person for the job. I went through the interviews. I was flying across the country. I flew across the country like four times. Went through the interviews, went up to meet the CEO, the board of directors, all of those people. This is for a very prominent startup that will remain nameless. And I went through the process, and they basically told me at the end of the process, they said, you know, James, you're the right person for the job. You have the best knowledge. You have the ability to articulate yourself well. You have a great resume. You have great references. They're all C-suite people that said that you're awesome, that you know how to treat people. You command respect. You respect everybody else. We're not going to give you the job, though, because you didn't go to an Ivy League school. Everybody at this company is an Ivy Leaguer. And we're just not sure if you going to the Oakland University are smart enough on paper to work here. So they didn't give me the job. They basically told me I was too stupid because I didn't go to a good enough school to take that job. I was offended, but I trust in the Most High. I'm not a person that when a door closes, I get down to myself and just say that, hey, I wasn't the right fit. If you think that I'm stupid, obviously I'm not the right fit. That company proceeded to lose over the next several years. They lost $3 billion. So you're telling me that I'm not smart enough to work for you and you lost $3 billion. But I digress. As I was stating, I love talking about how sports parallels life and how the way that organizational culture, just at the company you work for, whether you're a teacher or a doctor or a lawyer or in construction or in IT, whatever you do for a living, it's very similar. You have cultures at your job just like you have cultures at large professional and collegiate sports programs. You have a culture for the Dallas Cowboys. You have a culture for the Los Angeles Lakers. You have a culture for the New York Yankees. Everywhere you go, there's some type of culture. And one thing that I wanted to call out when it comes to leadership, I'm watching college football over the weekend. And if you just look at the AP poll, you look at Nick Saban's coaching tree, and you see Mario Cristobal down in Miami, top five. You see Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, top 10. Steve Sarkisian, I think Texas is ranked six. Coach Siagnati at Indiana, who I was just talking about, ranked in the top 10. You got Dan Lanning, ranked number one. That's Nick Saban's coaching tree. And as a leader, if you're in middle management or even upper management, I love talking about this. I'm actually in the process of setting up some seminars with some business partners of mine to just discuss leadership within the healthcare panorama. What you do as a leader, the way that you truly make your mark, the way that you truly show your mettle, the way it's not just the KPI, it's not just hitting the P&L numbers. A lot of leadership is about your coaching tree. If you have people that report to you, do the individuals that report to you, do they have the opportunity to grow? Once they leave the nest, so to speak, are they successful? Are they ready to run their own programs? Do they have their own operating model? Do they have their strategy? Do they know how to recruit? Do they know how to motivate? Do they know how to treat people? Are they empathetic? Do they have emotional intelligence? As a leader, it's your job to impart that to your team. I've seen so many people over the years. They were great with the P&L. I was one of those people over the years that was great with the P&L. Always hit my metrics. Everybody bonused. Like I said, I had the perks. I had the car. I had the house. I had the pool. I had all of those things. I had made. I had a chef. Lance J had a chef. Lance J didn't even cook for himself. But in my career, there were times where I had poor emotional intelligence. I didn't know how to talk to people. I didn't know how to treat people. I didn't appreciate the contributions of my staff. I was selfish. I was arrogant. And I'm looking at Nick Saban's coaching tree. And Nick Saban's style, Nick Saban will rip you a new one when he was coaching. I love watching him on the Four Letter Network. He does a fantastic job. I think putting him next to Pat McAfee, who I like. Pat McAfee is cool. He's just kind of goofy to be sitting him next to Nick Saban. Doesn't really balance out well. I don't know if both of them can coexist longitudinally. But Nick Saban's coaching tree is successful. And if you're a leader, ultimately, those are the results that you want to get. Are you empowering other people to be great? Are you setting other people up for success? And when I watch at half of the top five in college football, people that are under Nick Saban's tutelage. At Kirby Smart. I forgot about Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart is a Nick Saban protege. So almost two-thirds of the top 10 are Nick Saban guys. And to me, that's your legacy. When I think about my career, I've had some awesome years and turned around some programs, some healthcare programs, been successful. What I'm most proud of, I have people that came to work for me that are now doing even better things than I'm doing. They're successful. They're empowered. They're in executive leadership positions. They're in C-suite positions. They've opened up their own business. And I was able to help with just a little bit of knowledge that I impart. I think that's what really, really good leaders do. They need to do that, not just at Alabama with Nick Saban, not just in the NFL with some of the elite positions, the Bill Belichicks of the world. the Phil Jacksons of the world that win championship after championship after championship. But that can happen at your place of employment also. Paragon 7 Studios.
Listening to the Lance J Radio Network. James Lewis.
There's so many people walking around with the Best Buy polo. Then you have the Sprint people. Then you have the Geek Squad people. Then you have
the Cox Cable
people.
Right.
So there are 38 people walking around at Best Buy doing absolutely nothing.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Can we say
no? We can't. We can't say that. We cannot say that.
Okay.
We shouldn't say that. Okay. I'm not saying that.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Regine from the Maryland Proton Treatment Center. Here at one of our patients, Alicia, right?
Precisely.
For solid tumors anywhere in the body, proton therapy is a great choice, right, Alicia?
Precisely.
Because it allows us to precisely target just the tumor.
Precisely.
Which means fewer side effects and a lower risk of second cancers. I know, precisely. Learn more at askforprotons.com.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land. It's the place where you get to do so much waiting. You can wait in traffic, drive-thrus. You can even wait at the doctor's in a room specifically made for waiting. It's land, baby. Come and sit patiently for a while, then wait even longer. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing. And it's even more relaxing when you protect your boat with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Healthcare goes beyond the walls of your UIO. And you could be a pathway for germs to spread to someone else or to the environment without even knowing it. Because we use our hands to touch almost everything, hands can be considered the universal pathway for germ spread. Germs that are found in reservoirs of the human body, like the skin, gut, respiratory system, and blood, can spread to surfaces, where they can be picked up by hands or devices and spread to other surfaces and people. That's why protocols for cleaning hands are in place for healthcare warriors to follow. Be a good relative and clean your hands before and after serving every client or patient. Let's keep our community safe. For more information, visit nikui.org.